Yeah, I remember every day with Ralph.
Well,
yeah.
That's what you never went. I always had to go myself.
We didn't work, I went with you.
You know, there's a couple things we remember. I guess near the end of it, though, Gordon, there's a lot of things we got on the other end that some of the older people didn't get on the other end. And we saw a lot of the other things that Mother... We were quite fortunate because we got transferred to California. We lived down there for 12 or 13 years. And the folks would come down there to visit us on many occasions, and we had a lot of real lovely trips and talks and visits with them while they were down there. I remember one time they came down to Los Angeles, and Mildred and Ted, we got some nice pictures we'll show tomorrow of you guys at the airport.
Oh, nice.
With your family there, you know, at the airport. Mm-hmm. But I remember Mother come down there once. It was real funny because she had a real cute, charming personality. And I remember when we came there, why, we had to go over to L.A. and see one of the, her cousins, Cousin Agnes somebody, I don't even remember the name now. Then we'd get Kurt and Marilyn Townsend to come over. And one time, Marilyn brought her kids up there to the house, and we had a real... And listen, Mother kept those people entertained, and she sat and visited there with them. And she really took, on a very interesting personality trip. A couple of times when I was busy there in the office, and I had to go over to the other office over in Beverly Hills and Van Nuys there, why, there's a fellow that was in the ward, and he says, well, or no, in the office, he says, I'll take your mother around L.A., if you don't mind, because she really likes to go and visit. So Bob and Gene Dalton, he took off from work and went home and got, and I guess it was Gene. But anyway, they took Mother around, and after that day they came home, they said, we've never met a more charming person and had more fun going around Los Angeles and going through Beverly Hills and Brentwood, Bel Air, and all of them. They wanted to see everything. Where Lawrence Welk was at, and they wanted to make this trip and go to this trip.
Sepulveda? Well, you know where the stars and all of that.
She dubbed to go over there to the... mortuary and Forest Lawn, and we went over to the other places and see this. Well, she had an obsession to see things. She really loved, I don't know about you, but we got in a lot of nice trips with the folks, and we took a lot of, I remember all those lovely trips we took down to the 39th World Fair, and it seemed like even though Dad was busy and he was involved, and he was, in politics and lumber yard and church and state presidency and bishop for, 22 years and so forth? That he still, 17 years, that he still saw fit to make sure that all of us would take and have a lovely vacation. You know, and he took us on a lot of lovely trips. And we've tried to do that in our family. Every year, no matter what, we take and we go someplace. And to carry on in this. Okay, Mother and Dad, they maximize the holidays. As you know, whenever there was any holiday coming along, and we being on the bottom end of it, we saw all these things. We saw Mildred and Ted coming, and Lois and Eldred and their kids, and this. And when they had their parties at the house, why, we saw a lot of those things. I remember as a little kid, the little screen doors that would, that where they were closed in between the kitchen and the front room, and they'd even try to get that swinging door shut. Boy, we'd always there peeking around them, you know. And there was one little window in the dining room, you know, that was always getting broke. Boy, I don't know if you were there, Gordon, but I used to sneak up there, and we'd see what was going on. And here, we'd sneak up there and just listen. Everything was going on in the front room, and Mother was having her parties and her club over. And to this day, Ray Wright, and many people, Raymond Wright, over in our ward, still talk about the fun times that Mother and Dad had in their clubs and their events around. She was very entertaining, very, very entertaining person. She was a very charming personality. She had a lot of, she tried to remember birth dates. And as you know, she made a lot of little gifts and sent out little birthday things to everybody on their birthdays. I remember those trips to Yellowstone we had. And they were just riots. Every year, as we try to go out every year with our family, the last two or three times when we have gone to Yellowstone, we've remarked those fun times. And we stay on Lake Tahoe.
Or Yellowstone, rather.
And it's just right around and up from Fishing Bridge. And I remember going with Mother and staying at Fishing Bridge and walking out one night with her to go over there and get the washing. And we ran across two bears in the middle of that street. And I'm telling you, her two brothers that were there, the Harrises were there, they scampered the other end, and Mother stood right there, and boy, she was going to fight them all, because I was there and somebody else, but the other kid was there, and she wasn't going to let anybody get, you know, those, with all the little bears there. I remember that she was a very stickler for tradition. And this kind of prompted me to maybe get us all together tonight. She really liked to have, as Gordon alluded to it, genealogy. I guess that's an aftermath of you, Lois, and all your things you're doing.
Oh, everybody, I'm not doing it. Look at all the joy she's been at for years.
True. But there's a lot of families that aren't interested in that joy and what you guys have done in your genealogy and Mildred and everybody. I remember one really cute event at the house with Matthew Kelly. Matthew, and this was good. We had a lot of wonderful times at these, you know, general authorities that came to the house. And Dad with his bishop meeting and the stake presidency meetings, and I was listening in the little, I got a lot of information out of that.
Through the little, broken window.
Huh? What did you break your window with?
But I remember that when Matthew Kelly was there, and he was a very, he was like maybe some of us that should watch his diet, but he was a very finicky eater, and this got Mother just really
upset.
Sharon, you were there, and remember we were just going, I think we'd just been married, wasn't it?
I think so.
And so anyway, Matthew Kelly only ate a little bit, and he didn't like the gravy. He says, my goodness, he says, here we are, and he says, we're having this wonderful big dinner, and he says, my family's home, and he says, they're starving, you know. And he was a character anyway, and he was, you know, always making these funs. So I remember him.
He had a bad heart, and he couldn't eat gravy and no salt and everything, and that was probably why.
Then at the end, when we all have alluded to it, Mother had a lot of faith. She really had a lot of faith, and even in her death, as you all know, and a lot of you were there, why she had this real sweet look upon her at death. And then, you know, she wasn't well. I saw a lot of the reports at the end, and I saw some things on the, you know, in their death thing. She had pernicious anemia, a very, very bad arthritic skin, and a doctor put on there that she, this account of her flabbiness at times, and she had a lot of pain. She had pain all her lifetime. You know, maybe you didn't know it, Nab, but me and Gordon, or at least I sensed it at the end, you know, that she had a lot of things that she was suffering with all the time. She never would, well, she'd never complain about it. Number two, she'd never take money from Dad to go get, you know, the proper medical care or attention that she should. It was only when they moved to Salt Lake that she got down to Salt Lake and got some attention there, where she literally learned how to walk again. I remember one trip down to Los Angeles. When she was down there with us in Granada Hills, Sharon caught her one day out of the wheelchair, walking. And she said, now don't you tell Dad. She said, I don't want Dad to know that I'm walking, you know. So she was real cute, had a cute personality, and I'm telling you, it was really neat. Well, listen, it's been really good to have you all together. Tomorrow we'll have even more fun with all of our families and everybody there. Anybody?
I'd like to make one more comment. Just before one of the reunions, when they were living on Quincy, Mother just absolutely had to have some of those reports made, pedigree charts made.
Is everything still okay?
Yeah, we're on the
way. Ready to leave.
Okay.
And I was over there typing them for her, and I told her I'd do them, and I started typing it. And I got over to the end of the first pedigree chart where Elizabeth Netherland is right up on the end. And we had two different names. There was a conflict between that sheet. And so I said, well, I'll come back tomorrow and we'll finish it, see if we can find out. So I went back the next day to finish this up, and she said, we've just got to figure out something, how to do it. And she said, let's call Leo. Leo worked on these for a long time. She said, let's call Leo. And we called him, and they had just found him dead in the backyard. And she just went all to pieces. It was just really, you know, she thought Leo was just really super. And anyway, so I took her for a ride. We went up to Brigham and had lunch and a few things to try and get her mind off of it. And I said, I'll come back tomorrow and finish that chart for that pedigree chart before the reunion. And I went back the next day, and right on the top of those sheets, nobody had touched that table. We were using a table, and the sheets were exactly as we had placed them, and the sheets and everything, except on the top of that one sheet was Xeroxed copy. One of those old Xeroxed copies that were dark, funny. And there was the pedigree chart with the name, Elizabeth Leatherland. And I said, where did you get this sheet? It was not here yesterday. And she said, Uncle Leo brought it last night. Well, I don't know any more about it than that. I kept trying to quiz her to see how she knew he had brought him. She just says, I know he brought it. And that's all she'd ever say.
I believe
that.
Mm.
It was quite an experience.
And he was gone.
He died the day before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.